Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hi guys, I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you so much for your engagement so far on the podcast. The previous episode, I got feedback from a few people who have been on either side of the relationship, either being the one struggling mentally and loved through it, and they felt supported, and then on the other side of being the person who is loving somebody who is struggling, and how it went for them and the outcome of it. Yeah, so I am grateful for you guys. Thank you. Keep engaging, keep sending me your messages. I appreciate all of you. So I want to reminisce first on the weekend that it's Sunday, so the weekend I'm having, it's such a lovely weekend. Wow. Top tier weekend, isn't it? Anyway, so I went out on Friday, and it was one of those outs for, like, you leave the house early, like at 7, and you're asleep by midnight. You're back in the house and asleep by midnight. And I think I prefer those. The only downside about this time was I wasn't dancing. If you know me, you know I really love dancing. So this one was more of a chill, sit down and talk kind of going out. Yeah. But it was fun. Got to meet very influential people, which I'm really grateful for. Yeah. And then on Saturday, oh gosh. Saturday was really nice. So I went on a breakfast date. Guys, breakfast dates? Huh? What? Oh God, the intention, the food. Oh God, breakfast dates are really lovely. So, and it was one of those of, hey, would you like to have breakfast with me? Of course I said yes, because what? And then it was like, okay, perfect. This place, this time, see you there. And I was like, down. Intention. Oh God. Okay. Yeah. But let me tell you, I came back to the house at like 1:30. I sat on my bed and I was just nostalgic. I was going through like everything, the conversations, the vibe, the, oh God. Wow, damn, that was beautiful. Yeah. If you're listening to this, thank you. I really needed that. And then I slept most of the rest of the Saturday, and then in the evening I was bonding with my sister, my small sister, which was really lovely. Yeah, I recorded that TikTok yesterday. Then for this boy be in my DM thinks I'm pretty. What did I say? This boy be in my DM said, well, you know that, you know. If you're on TikTok, you've seen that sound 1 million times. So yeah, I recorded that TikTok. I posted on my IG story. I'm gonna say IG status. IG story. Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, and then Sunday, I've just been chilling. Sorry for that sound. Yeah, so I've just been chilling. I want to do a bit of cleaning after this, and yep. So I'll start with an affirmation. So today's affirmation is my needs matter. Yes, my needs matter. This is just I decided to just record it today. I don't know if I'll release it today as well or maybe tomorrow. And I think I'll release it today because I want to do a Valentine's episode. Yeah. So this podcast is about a thread I saw on I want to start actually with a thread I saw on Twitter. Basically the one about married men. The some guy was asking, like, married men, how many times have you felt like just walking away and not coming back? And the response is, what? Oh my goodness. What? It's sad. It's really sad. I mean, I'm not an advocate for struggle love, like staying somewhere where you're struggling, but have some decorum as you're leaving. Damn. Basically, most guys were like, yeah, every day, but yeah, I stay for my kids. Those were okay. The other responses for, yeah, one day I just went to work and I didn't come back. I have a disabled child and I just left the child and my wife, didn't come back, never talked to them again. And yeah, I'm moving on with my life and I love how my life is going. Like, what was shocking me is how do you just get up and just leave and don't like you don't communicate nothing, you have no remorse, nothing. Some guy was even saying, like, he moved, he went to work and sold his car for 1.8 million and then texted his wife that next month she looks for the rent, he's not coming back. What? I see. I think that's a different level of ghosting. Like, I mean, I've been ghosted before. It's not nice at all. You have these feelings of unworthiness or like you just doubt. I don't even know how to explain. Maybe I'll do an episode on ghosting later. But especially if in my case it was one of those things for like, see on paper, yeah, this guy's like 100% my type. And then it just ended. But now I'm just thinking about like marriage, like you've been married to these people, to this person, you have kids, and then you just up and leave, never speak to them again, start a life anew, start your life anew. I don't know. That's insane in my books. So, my main issue with this whole up and leave or ghosting is why can't you just communicate? Because what it does to the other person is so detrimental. Because now this other person has to answer questions that only you, as a person who has ghosted, can answer. And it leaves them in a space of confusion, of unworthiness, of. Yeah, it's not a nice place to be. And as I said, I can only imagine how much harder it is in marriage because you have been with this person probably for a while, or especially if you have kids, and then now like your partner is just not there anymore. So I think there are better alternatives to ghosting. Communicate what the problem is. Likely this problem can be solved. Go for therapy together. But don't just up and leave the person. I mean, in certain situations such as physical abuse or sexual abuse, any type of abuse actually, yes, you can up and leave, but from what I gathered from the thread, it was just like the men just don't want to be there anymore. Yeah, so just communicate and tell your partner about what it is that is making you make this decision, so that they're not left in a state of confusion. They're not left anxious. Ghosting breaks you. You can't trust anyone. It's just not nice. As I said, I'll do a separate episode on ghosting. Hopefully I'll have a guest. I spoke to someone about ghosting the other day, and she experienced it, and she was really passionate about it. So hopefully I can get her on here, and we can have the conversation together. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that, guys. If you've ever been ghosted, or if you read that thread and just share with me whatever you thought about that thread, because I was just shocked. And it was not just like one or 10 people saying, yeah, they just woke up and left and never came back. It was like so many men just saying that. And it just got me to wonder, like, what kind of marriages are people in? And what could happen in your marriage that makes you make such a drastic decision? Wow. Yeah, so share with me your thoughts on that. So I had said I'd do an episode on love languages. So I think I'll just do it here. So love languages. So there are 5 primary love languages, but I don't think that's all. I don't think love languages should be limited to just those 5. I think there are others, but yeah, I'll discuss the 5. So the 5 love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, gift giving, quality time, and physical touch. So these love languages there's a school of thought that says that these love languages are like how your love language basically is as a result of something you were probably lacking as a child, or something that's all you knew as a child, which is conflicting, but yeah. Those are 2 different schools of thought. So we'll start with, okay, I'll say mine right now. It's definitely quality time. I am a quality time babe. Like, I just want to spend time with you. Let us forget about the world. And I'm not only saying this in like romantic relationships, also in like my friendships or like with my siblings and yeah, things like that. I just want to spend time with you. Let's just talk and forget everything else. Let's get lost in each other's conversations, in each other's space. Yeah, quality time it's beautiful. though there's a time I was more of a words of affirmation babe. And I think this was because this is when I was dealing with my insecurities. So I would doubt myself and I'd feel like I needed reassurance from somebody else. But, and I'm not saying that all people who words of affirmation is their love language need constant reassurance or have insecurities. I was just speaking from my side. I've never really been a gift giving babe. I mean, gifts are nice, but I think of the five, I think it's my it's like the last on the list. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even have much to say about gift giving because it's not something that I know properly. So maybe I'll have my friend. I have one of my friends who is her primary love language is gift giving. So maybe one time I'll have her on the podcast to explain to explain it. Yeah. I was looking for a scientific term to explain gift giving, surely, Cheyenne. Anyway, so and then acts of service. Acts of service, I think it's also down there for me with gift giving, but this is basically when like someone does things for you. For example, I think my mom's primary love language is acts of service, for sure. She feels loved when you do certain things. If you clean the house, if you wash her car, that's where I feel like she feels the most loved. If you run an errand for her, I think, yeah, that's when she feels most loved. And I think maybe it's because I think I'll try and explain it for on my mom's behalf. I think for so long, maybe she's been used to being so independent that when somebody takes something off her list, she feels like this person has done so much for me and she feels relieved of it. And but if you're an act of service person, maybe you can correct me and tell me how it works because I also don't know that. What was the next one? Oh, the one I've not spoken about. Oh, yes, physical touch. So, for me, physical touch, I would say right now, maybe second. Yeah, but not a close second. For me, yeah, I think physical touch is second. But there's a time I didn't like physical touch, and that was attributed to my abuse that I have experienced in life. So I would feel like physical touch was suffocating me. But as I got over that, or as I grew stronger, because I don't think you ever get over abuse, you just become stronger. So as I became stronger, I realized that no, I allowed myself to experience physical touch. And yeah, it's nice. Being hugged, being touched gently, cuddles, yeah, such. It's nice. So about love languages, I think you need to first of all, understand your own love language and understand the other person's love language, whether it's your sibling, your friend, your partner, your parent, understand it so that you can love them in a way that they understand love and you're not doing it from how you understand love. So yeah, when you understand somebody's love language, you're able to read from the same script and they can then feel loved by you. Don't be selfish and interpret love from how you understand it. For example, if you are a gift giver and your the other person's love language is quality time. You may find yourself bombarding this person with gifts, and all they need is just you to be present and to talk to you. Similarly, communicate what your love language is to your partner, or the other person. It's not just romantic, guys. I know I'm always just making this about romance. Yeah, to the other person, tell them like, I love gifts, so I would appreciate if once in a while you could get me a gift, because that's how I feel loved. Or I like when you wash the dishes for me, because it makes me feel loved. It makes me feel like you care and you understand how I interpret love, rather. If your love language is words of affirmation, communicate, say, I really like being complimented. And when the person compliments you, like, take it in and appreciate it. Don't be like, hey, that's the first time you've complimented me. No. I'll be like, oh yeah, thank you for that, I appreciate it. Whatever your language is, communicate it to the other person, and don't bombard them with how you like being loved, because maybe they don't understand love that way. And then when you don't get the same back, you'll be like, oh yeah, but I've done this and this for you. No, we're all different. As I said, my mom's love language is acts of service, and mine is quality time. What is Rihanna's love language? She's going to kill me that I don't know this about her. Oh, goodness me. It's definitely not physical touch, because she hates when I hug her or kiss her. And it's definitely not words of affirmation. Wow. I do know my small sister's love language, and that's my best friend. This is so disappointing. But maybe it's just... Oh, yes. I know her love language. It's actually none of the primary love languages. Her love language is space. Yeah, like... She just wants space to be by herself, or to be herself. And yeah, that's how I think that's what her love language is. Yeah, whew, I redeemed myself. Yeah, so if her love language is space and mine is quality time, you see, those are extreme ends. So instead of me bombarding her with my presence and, yeah, we have to hang out, and then I'm trying to love you. Nah, I have to understand that. Yeah, she is a space babe, so I give her her time. When she's ready, we'll spend time together. And the same with her. She doesn't give me space when I am going through something. She'll come and spend quality time with me, and I really appreciate her for that. Yeah, so this was this episode. It was a really short one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Keep engaging. Please follow me on the platforms that allow you to follow or subscribe. And keep sharing. Keep engaging with my content. DM me or... if you have my number, you can WhatsApp me. And yes, I'll be sure to respond. I'm really grateful for each of you. Thank you, guys, and have a lovely week full of love, happiness. February 14th is 2 days away, so Enjoy your Valentine's Day. Don't forget to love on yourself as much as you will love on people on that day. And take care of yourself. And don't forget to live out loud. Live out loud, love out loud, and laugh out loud. Yes. Bye, guys.